Thank you for listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast this Christmas Eve. Your host for the program is Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because life and truth matter. As we approach the celebration of our Lord's birth, let us remember that He came into the world to save us from our sins. And the angel said to the shepherds, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Now here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And as we open the broadcast today, let me say something about the word Advent, which literally means coming. And therefore, when we talk about Advent, we're talking about a season in which the Christian church celebrates the coming in flesh of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Of course, the Advent church calendar is rife with traditions from biblical readings to the successive lighting of candles on the Advent wreath. The glory of Advent, however, finds its genesis in the Old Testament prophecies that point forward to the coming incarnation of Christ. Moses' prophecy that God would raise up a prophet like him from among the Israelites typologically points forward to the prophet, Jesus Christ. And within the context of the Old Testament, the prophecy that God would raise up another prophet like Moses, well, it was fulfilled in the forefuture in Joshua, who led the children of Israel into the promised land. And in addition to its near future fulfillment in Joshua, the prophecy came to be understood as pointing forward to an eschatological prophet who would lead the people of God as a new Moses, as a new Joshua, as Joshua, which by the way means salvation, led the children of Israel into the land of promise. So Jesus will lead his people into the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. The Gospel of John reveals that hope was alive and well in the first century. And Stephen implicitly identifies Jesus as the ultimate fulfillment of this prophecy in his impassioned sermon, for which, by the way, he was martyred. In that way, both Moses' prophecy and its near future fulfillment in Joshua serve as types of the great prophet of God who not only spoke the words of God, but was himself the Word become flesh. The beauty of the gospel is that Abraham, the father of many nations, had been promised a royal seed, and that seed is Jesus Christ. However, as the Apostle Paul explains, all those who are clothed in Christ constitute one congruent, chosen, covenant community connected by the cross. In other words, if you belong to Christ, as Paul says, you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The mystery is this, says Paul, that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body and sharers together in the promise in Jesus Christ. Advent, a beautiful word, but the meaning that is packed into it is ever more glorious. Written about this in various places, including my book Incarnation, available for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. First up today is Les, listening in Medicine Hat, Alberta, Canada, CHRB. Hi, Les.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. It is a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you. I was just wondering, are you familiar, you probably are, with Francis Chan? He has a book, Multiply or Disciples Making Disciples.
I am familiar with Francis Chan, and I've often said about Francis, I think he's absolutely the real deal. I have had the pleasure of spending some quality time with him, as has some of my kids, and he's just a terrific example of authentic New Testament Christianity.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it, Les. Thank you so much for your call. Let's go back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Tom Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, listening on the web. Hi, Tom.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
I am well, thank you.
My question today was about The Harbinger by Jonathan Cahn. And the reason I wanted to call in about that, my mother got me the book when it came out a couple of years ago. And he was on James Dobson's program, and they did a three-show series about his book. And I guess the reason I was kind of questioning it is because, one, it seems a little different than these John Hagee Four Blood News and 88 Reasons That Christ Is Coming Back, 1988, all that garbage. But it seems different because some of the stuff is so similar to what actually did happen after 9/11 and things of that nature, and what Barack Obama wrote on down there at the memorial during one of his speeches down there commemorating the anniversary. It just, some of it just kind of makes sense, but at the same time, how can he, you know, take Isaiah 9:10, and which was for the Israelites in Israel, and project it onto America? So I'm kind of torn a little bit.
Yeah, good question that you're asking, and I would not make a whole lot of distinction between the kind of sensationalism, sophistry, and sloppy journalism that you find in his book and that you find in Hagee's book and others like the ones that you have mentioned. One thing we know about these prophecy peddlers is that they're 100% wrong 100% of the time when they're talking about what is going to happen in the future. And so their predictions are like history, and they're speaking about it after the fact. And so I don't put a whole lot of stock in Jonathan Cahn, and I am constantly amazed at the gullibility of the Christian public. They continue to buy this kind of nonsense, this sensationalism and sophistry. I remember back Y2K days, the year 2000, that was the magic number. You know, people said that the terminal date was for the last generation started in 1967, just added 40 years to that, come up with 2007, subtract 7 for the tribulation, and 2000 was the magical day. And then you had all kinds of Christian leaders using this as a way of underscoring their particular eschatological paradigm. And of course, when it didn't take place as predicted, then, you know, they had to come up with a new date. They had to change the length of a generation or come up with some other kind of alteration. But again, they're 100% wrong 100% of the time, and fail to recognize that what we have in Scripture is what authenticates the biblical apostles and prophets. I mean, God himself said, I wrote these things ahead of time so that when they happened, you might know that it was I that spoke. So this is something that you find in Scripture. It authenticates true prophets, but there's no correspondence in the 21st century. In fact, by God's grace, he hides the future from us. If we knew what the future held, we wouldn't want to face the future. And in his providence, he gives us the grace we need to face the future, oftentimes not a moment before we actually need that grace.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you.
Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Mary in Omaha, Nebraska, listening on Bot Radio. Hi, Mary.
Hi, hey, thank you so much for doing what you do and taking my call.
You're welcome.
Could you tell me what your views on, I believe it's called replacement theology?
Yeah, this is a moniker that has been invented or coined, as it were, for those who deny the heart of dispensational eschatology. They're dubbed replacement theologians and are said to be guilty of spreading the message of anti-Semitism. In fact, John Hagee, who we were mentioning earlier on in the broadcast, is blunt in his denunciation. He says replacement theologians are now carrying Hitler's anointing and his message. Well, the idea is that somehow or other, a replacement theologian is replacing Israel with the church. But in reality, the church has not replaced Israel. The church is part of true Israel. All one needs to do is look at biblical passages like 1 Peter 2 to see the truth of that statement. In reality, people like John Hagee are the replacement theologians. He believes that Israel will replace the church as the focus of God's plan during the tribulation. Somewhat ironic, he's calling other people replacement theologians when the moniker fits him best. Not only that, but you talk about anti-Semitism. I mean, that's a card you pull out, like racism. And once you put that label on someone, or someone is afraid of getting that label pasted on them, they quickly stop in their critique of dispensationalism. But the reality is think about what he's teaching. He's teaching that Israel is only for the Jews. In other words, no Palestinians allowed. Now, that sounds like it is very Israel or Jew-friendly. But the reality is that he teaches overtly that as soon as the Jews get in to the land, and he's doing all he can to raise money to see that happen, two-thirds of them are going to be slaughtered in a bloody Holocaust that makes whatever happened under the Nazi butchers pale by comparison. As Hal Lindsey once said, it'll make the Nazi butchers look like Girl Scouts weaving a daisy chain. So, in essence, what is going to happen, Hal Lindsey, Tim LaHaye, and others put it this way, is we're going to finally have Antichrist's solution to the Jewish problem. So those in the present who are Jews are going to, according to this theology, pay for the sins of their fathers in the first century. Now, biblically, there's no support for that whatsoever. So they are sensationalists who are simply trying to mute the voice of anyone who dares to say anything that's in conflict with their theology.
Well, thank you. That's awful and sad and unfortunate. Thank you so much.
It is, and I have written about this in the Apocalypse Code. Find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. I want to turn a corner and start a conversation with my dear friend and colleague, Larry Johnston. Dr. Johnston is Executive Vice President. He's Chief Advancement Officer for the Christian Research Institute. And we have a tremendous vision as we head into 2015. This is not a vision that has come from our own hearts, and we've simply tried to sanctify it using biblical terms. We feel like this is a genuine move of the Holy Spirit. The Lord has opened doors for us all around the world in Iran. Not all that long ago, I spoke of the University of Tehran in Ulaanbaatar, in Asia, in Europe, in sub-Saharan Africa, all over the world. God is opening doors. We think about the doors He's opening up for us even now in Latin America, South America in general. And so we have a vision to move as the Holy Spirit moves us. And Larry, you and I have talked about this on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, but when the Spirit moves, you can feel the wind at your back. It's a warm, balmy wind. It's not the wind in your face. It doesn't mean that things are necessarily easy, but you feel or sense that when the Spirit moves, the Spirit will accomplish His purposes, and He uses human beings and vehicles like the Christian Research Institute to accomplish His purposes.
He does indeed. I have said for many years, especially to those who, however well-intentioned, try to be more spiritual than God Himself, as though the entire game plan is up to God and we have nothing to do with it. I like to say, we are plan A, and there is no plan B. The combination of the Great Commandment and the Great Commission, along with all of the teaching about stewardship, would be rendered utterly nonsensical if it were all up to God. The great joy and the great privilege is that He calls us to be co-workers with Him in bringing forth the kingdom of God.
It's so important. I want to talk to you about this when we come back from the break. It's so important that we have our materials translated into languages like Mandarin or Spanish. There are a billion or more native Mandarin speakers in the world. There are over 400 million native Spanish speakers in the world. And many of them are being shipped a false gospel. When I was in Chiang Mai, north of Thailand last year, training missionaries, and they saw my book, The Ostinification of American Christianity, they said, that is precisely what we need, because even now, people are buying into a false version of the gospel, a gospel that is about the here and now. It is about Christ being a means to their ends as opposed to being the end. And people are being induced to come to the master's table, not for the love of the master, but because of what is on the master's table. So we're going to talk about this when we come back from the break, the importance of our materials being translated, made user-friendly, so that people who are coming to faith in Christ can become authentic New Testament Christians, reproducing disciple makers. We're going to be talking about that and much more with Dr. Larry Johnston when we come back from the break in just a few moments. In the meantime, you can check out our materials on the web at equip.org. Be right back.
Virtually all Christians agree that God has made himself known through revelation. Through the prophets and through his word, God has spoken to humanity. Yet what many fail to grasp is that Jesus, as God incarnate, is the ultimate self-revelation of God. To grasp how truly mind-boggling the incarnation is, you won't want to miss Hank Hanegraaff's new book by that name, Incarnation. To receive your copy of Incarnation as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Stay tuned. Hank Hanegraaff will return right after this. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. A growing number of evangelicals are accepting theistic evolution without considering the weight of biblical and theological evidence against evolutionary theory. The Apostle Paul's analogy between Christ and Adam in Romans 5 is central to Christian soteriology, yet it does not seem compatible with an evolutionary theory of common descent, whether naturalistic or theistic. Other topics include, will the real Islam please stand up? Did ancient extraterrestrials visit Earth? The Torah, God's Word, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. A humorous definition of a conservative is someone who sits and thinks, but mainly sits. With that definition in mind, could the greatest threat to today's church be that many of us mainly sit and don't think? If history is any lesson, the failure to both think and act during times of crisis can be downright dangerous. And for Christians today, increasingly battered by the gale force winds of militant secularism, the need is to think Christianly and act courageously. Faced with these challenges, will you be a conformer or a transformer? Will you be the object of worldly change or an agent of change for the King of Kings? To go on record as an agent of change, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a special year-end gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. Or visit equip.org. An infinite God reduced to the size of a human embryo, the creator of time and space, invading both in human form? Such is the mystery and the majesty of the Incarnation. Supreme Being condescending to become one of us. As we look forward to the Advent and the Christmas season, perhaps nothing is more important than grasping the significance of the coming God in human flesh. Without the life, death, and resurrection of the incarnate one who walked among us, our world would be unfathomably dark. To be equipped as a witness and to be inspired in your walk, you'll want to feast on Hank Hanegraaff's book, Incarnation, the ultimate self-revelation of God. To receive your copy of Incarnation, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Christians agree that life and truth are important, but have you considered how the absence of truth can actually ruin lives? How distortions of truth can lead people to make tragic decisions affecting not only their lives, but also the lives of others? This Christmas, as we celebrate the birth of the one who is the way and the truth and the life, why not help others to continue receiving biblical truth through the Bible Answer Man broadcast? To make a Christmas gift that can transform lives, simply call 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. Let's return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, talking to my dear friend and colleague, Dr. Larry Johnston. He's Executive Vice President, Chief Advancement Officer for the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. We've been friends for over 35 years, and we have a great passion not only for ministry in the West, but ministry all over the world, and God has opened some amazing doors for us. But I was talking, Larry, before the break about the fact that oftentimes what we're exporting to new converts in the global South that are just coming to faith in Christ is an Americanized version of Christianity that is typically referred to as the health and wealth gospel. And I remember Dallas Willard saying before he died that while multitudes are now turning to Christ in all parts of the world, it is unbearably tragic that millions in Asia, South America, and Africa are being led to believe that the best we can hope for from the way of Christ is the level of Christianity visible today in America and Europe.
Well, I think that confronts us with two tasks. One, to not merely equal the very pale and distorted imitations of Christianity that are being exported, to match and exceed that with the true gospel, but to also invest in equipping the minds so that they can discern what is truth. I think it's very difficult for many Western Christians, even those that we would characterize as suffering from a degree of biblical illiteracy, to imagine the scope of the gullibility of many people in the global South. Not because they are not intelligent, but they simply have no background, no training, no education that would equip them to discern falsehood from truth.
I was talking earlier about the fact that we've known each other for over three decades, and you have said to me of late that you believe that perhaps your 40 years in ministry, helping organizations all around the world, very significant name brand organizations in their development and their strategic planning and their management so that they're using the Lord's resources in a very prudent way, that all of that training and expertise over 40 years may have been for just such a time as this.
Well, as you know, we have been in a very intensive phase that will continue through 2015 of strengthening the stakes. The scripture from Isaiah, where God is commanding Israel to basically move out, to not hold back, but in enlarging the place of their habitation, recognizing the criticality that to support that larger tent, they must strengthen the stakes. And so we have been involved in a very intensive and very rigorous process of strengthening the stakes to support the outreach that will target mega cities around the world in the mega languages in the world, so we can take the huge warehouse of CRI materials put them in the hands of literally millions of people.
Before we get to the vision more extensively. You've always had a concern that ministries are great stewards of the resources that God gives them so that you manage those resources in a way that is pleasing to the Lord. So it's not just the ministry outreach, but it is the management of the resources that God provides for us.
Well, there's, I would say that there's a dual responsibility. There is obviously a very clear responsibility of Christian organizations to be good stewards of the resources entrusted to them, but it is likewise very important to donors who support Christian organizations to do their homework and make sure that the organizations that they are giving to are indeed bearing fruit.
And this ministry has for many years borne abundant, abiding fruit. It's one of the reasons that it is such a joy to work with this ministry. We have a legacy in so many different ways. One of the great joys I have is to realize that many of my colleagues that work with me at the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, like Elliot Miller or Stephen Ross or many others, Paul Young, Melanie Cogdill, managing editor of the Christian Research Journal. You can go through the list. Many of them have been with this organization for over two decades, some even longer than that.
Well, I have worked with a good many organizations where the churn factor, the rate at which people come and go, is, if not terrifying, certainly sobering. And the fact that CRI has the tenure that it has in this team. People who have been working together not merely for years, but for decades is not terribly common in a lot of organizations.
I want to also talk about the joy of contagious giving. What could be accomplished if we in our generation might catch the kind of contagious joy in giving that was manifest in the war generation?
Yeah, I cringe when I hear the notion of give until it hurts. No, give until it's so pick and fulfilling that you just want to do it again and again and again. I think stewardship is essentially the use of God-given resources to accomplish God-ordained tasks. Yeah, I don't think I ever shared this with you, but one of my first jobs in high school was working in a mortuary. And one of my responsibilities was driving the either the hearse or the limousines of the family to and from the cemetery. And in all of the time that I worked at the cemetery, I never once saw a U-Haul trailer behind a hearse. You know, we cannot take it with us, but we can send it on ahead.
Yeah, you showed me an article in the Wall Street Journal talking about the giving patterns of Bill Gates and his wife. And Bill Gates' wife was actually talking in that article, whatever you think about the causes that they support, but talking about the joy of being able to give away their fortune, to see that money being used in ways that further what they're interested in. And I think every Christian who is interested in the gospel ought to have that same perspective, that there's a joy in giving because you are not simply giving for those things that are temporary, but ultimately for those things that are eternal.
Well, I think it's not only the joy of giving, but it is the joy of partnership in seeing through our investments in the right kinds of ministries lives being profoundly touched and the world being changed. I mean, if the gospel isn't about radical change, I don't know what it's about. And our ability to participate in that by giving generously and giving strategically, I mean, that's great stuff.
And we're talking about doors being open now for the advancement of the gospel that simply were closed and locked before. It is stunning. And many people in the West don't recognize that because they see what's happening in the West, the persecution of the Christian gospel principles. But all over the world, doors are opening And it is a matter of now seizing the opportunity and making disciples as God opens those doors, because those doors aren't always open.
And we are incontestably in a carpe diem, a seize the day season of history. I've been around long enough to have a good number of decades perspective on world history, and when I witnessed, just by way of example, what's happening in China now, if someone had, back in the 1950s or 1960s, spoken of the growth of the Christian church that is taking place in communist China, you probably would have been carried away in a straitjacket and institutionalized as being insane. Yet we have seen in China the fastest growth of the Christian church in 2,000 years. That growth continues, and the great news is we can be a part of that.
Only when life soon will be past, only what's done for Christ will last. I'm talking to Dr. Larry Johnston. He is the Executive Vice President, Chief Advancement Officer for the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. And as we continue the discussion, I want to let you know that you can give this December in a safe, secure fashion, as always, on the web at equip.org, or when you write us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Resource consultants as well, standing by, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. When we talk about giving, so often people flinch, and you are saying, not only from a personal standpoint, that there's a joy in contagious giving, but that we should be preaching a theology of wealth, a proper theology of wealth. It is not the health and the wealth gospel, but it is a biblical understanding of wealth, and all too often we shy away from that.
We do, and I think we shy away from it much to our detriment, not only in terms of not being faithful stewards, but not experiencing the joy of changing our world. One case in point, and I got to say, high fives to Mike, our ministry partner in Southern California, who through his matching gift, he wanted to see his gifts to CRI leveraged. He made a challenge to give $40,000. That challenge was more than matched by first-time donors and people who had only historically made one gift, but decided to step up to the plate and stand with CRI monthly. His gift of $40,000 has turned into over $100,000. And I can tell you from swapping emails with him, he is pumped because he sees the difference that his investments are making.
And that's really what we're talking about. We're talking about having an eternal perspective, laying up for ourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not corrupt and where thieves do not break in and steal. Over and over again, you see in Scripture examples of people who gave. You think about the Macedonians who supported the ministry of the Apostle Paul. They would have had no concept of us sitting in a studio in the 21st century talking about the very principles that Paul wrote down for us under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Talk about a gift given back in the first century continuing to have a dramatic impact in the 21st century. And this is exactly what we're talking about when we're talking about giving to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. As you all know, December is a critical month for ministry. It is our most significant month by far. So whatever you can do to support this ministry this month would be deeply appreciated, used for God's glory and for the extension of His kingdom. Again, the safest way, the most secure way to give, where the money is used in the most expeditious fashion for God's glory, is the web, equip.org. We'll be right back with more.
Have you considered in your Christmas shopping list what could be one of the best gifts you'll ever make? If not, consider this. Countless thousands of spiritually hungry, earnest seekers after truth are led astray each day by prosperity preachers, mongers of millennial madness, and New Age gurus, to name only a few. Yet your special Christmas gift today can help provide genuinely biblical truths that set people free.
To make a mind-changing and life-changing gift today, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast will return in just a few moments. This, then, is the climax of divine revelation, God with us. The infinite has progressively revealed himself in accordance with our finitude. Thus, prior to Emmanuel, general and special revelation revealed his glory. But in the incarnation, we have seen his glory. Thus writes Hank Hanegraaff in his book, Incarnation, the Ultimate Self-Revelation of God. In short, God's incarnation in human flesh is the apex of revelation, his last word. In taking on human flesh, God gives us more than the clearest image of who he is. He gives us himself. To receive your copy of Incarnation as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Did you know that 23 of 25 major evangelical denominations are in decline? Or did you know that we're losing millions of evangelicals from the church in the United States? About 2.6 million per decade. And that what's left of a smaller, shrinking church is splintering over politics and a postmodern view of God and the Bible. Sadly, far too many Christians are simply oblivious in their bubbles, or too glued to their smartphones to notice the rising tide of spiritual and cultural decadence that threatens the church. Thankfully, others are receiving their wake-up calls and deciding to make a difference before it's too late. If you want to make a difference, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a year-end gift to support CRI's mind-changing and life-changing outreaches. Or visit equip.org. Equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to help equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Jihadists fighting for the Islamic State have been committing a range of systematic abuses, including mass executions, rape, seizing of property, and the destruction of churches and mosques. While ISIS claims that they are simply obeying Allah and Muhammad, many Westerners and Muslims maintain that such atrocities are strictly forbidden in Islam. Who is right? Other topics include Paul, Second Adam, and theistic evolution, unpacking anime's spiritual depth, what has art to do with evangelism, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. If you were asked by a noted historian what were the five greatest events in human history, how would you answer? Clearly, the question is provocative. While many people would understandably disagree on the answers, we're confident that the incarnation and the resurrection would be numbers one and two. And Hank Hanegraaff's new book, Incarnation, tells why. The incarnation is the ultimate self-revelation of God. To receive your copy of Incarnation as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. And now, here is Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you much, Randy. Talking to Larry Johnston. He is the Executive Vice President, Chief Advancement Officer for the Christian Research Institute. And we're talking about the joy of contagious giving. What could be accomplished if we could catch that contagion? Not only would we be empowered to spread the gospel around the globe, but we might as yet leave an indelible mark on our generation. And this is how so many Christians who are, quite frankly, dying now, the war generation, they had this idea of leaving an indelible mark on the culture. And when we lose that, we are then superseded by those who are willing to do for a lie what Christians oftentimes are not willing to do for the truth.
Well, the former chief of staff of the U.S. Army, in speaking to the Pentagon, once told his colleagues, if you don't like change, you'll like irrelevance even less. And I think for younger Christians today who are not developing as a part of their spiritual disciplines, the discipline of stewardship, as we look at the consequences of our giving and the consequences of our not giving, I think we could probably adapt that quote from General Eric Shinseki and say that if we don't like the fruit of our giving, we will like the lack of fruit due to our not giving even less.
It's interesting. I alluded to this before, that December for Christian ministries is sort of the peak month for giving. There's a sense in which Christians are thinking about Christ giving us the greatest gift of all, the gift of reconciliation, so that we could be brought into intimate fellowship with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, something that we were in fact created for. So when you think about the greatest gift, it does motivate you to want to share that gift with others.
Well, I think it does, and perhaps one of the greatest stewardship insights is the realization that this is not about how much of my money I'm going to give, but how much of God's money I need to keep. The rest of that that can be invested in changing lives both now and in eternity. What can be a greater source of fulfillment than knowing that eternal destinies are being altered because of our generosity? I mean, that is mega cool stuff.
You know, there was a man named Stanley Tam. I think you knew him. I knew him personally. He founded the U.S. Plastics Corporation. And he came to a place of writing a book which says it all, God Owns My Business, which is to say, he started out giving 10% or tithing, and he ended up wanting to give as much as 90%, live on 10%, and then didn't even feel that that was enough. He wanted to sign over all the corporate documents to the Lord Jesus Christ so that he could say, God owns my business. And he was one of the most satisfied men I have ever met. As he grew older and looked at his own mortality, there was a deep and abiding satisfaction that he had, knowing that his life had transformed the lives of people all over the world, because his enduring passion was a passion that we share, developing not converts, but reproducing disciple makers. Someone who comes to faith in Christ becomes a learner or follower of Jesus Christ, but becomes reproducing in the sense of being able to lead someone in turn to Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I had about a year and a half ago, had a great experience. I was with a colleague who represented a major ministry, and he was telling me, I just had one of the greatest experiences of my life. He said, I was sitting with one of our major donors, and he said to me, you need to understand that I am worth hundreds of millions of dollars. I want to die broke, and I want you to help me. That is somebody who's got the stewardship thing, who is looking at their vast wealth, anticipating the finish line, recognizing that they cannot take it with them, and they want to die broke. If that isn't cool, I don't know what is.
Talk to Dr. Larry Johnston. He is, again, the Executive Vice President, Chief Advancement Officer for Christian Research Institute. And since we're in the month of December, we want to spend a little time talking about a theology of giving and urging you to give your best gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, Bible Answerman Broadcast, and our outreaches quite literally around the world. I look back at the year 2014, and I'm absolutely amazed at what the Lord has done, not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. And the more you get a sense of what God has done, the more passion you have to give every ounce, every fiber of your being to what could happen in the year 2015. And that's really what we're looking at.
I think 2015 may well go down as the most significant strategic pivot point in CRI's history. CRI has a long and rich history of impacting millions of lives, but I think we are at a strategic inflection point. I think we are at a tipping point where when we look at the potential fruit measured in terms of number of lives impacted over the next 10 years, I've got the faith to say it's going to make the fruit of the last 50 years pale in comparison.
Larry, as only you can do, speak about the significance of people joining what we at least now call the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. I mean, in essence, these are people that support the ministry outreaches of the Christian Research Institute on a regular monthly basis. So imagine that someone gives an occasional gift, maybe gives a gift in December, gives a gift in June, and we are deeply grateful for that. But imagine what could happen if they would give on a regular monthly basis. What would that mean if that became reality to what could be accomplished through this vehicle in the year 2015?
Well, it would simply be huge. I think I shared with you sometime back a full-page ad I saw in the Wall Street Journal that, borrowing from a great military combat metaphor, said, when you're trying to take a hill, what matters most is not who is for you, but who is with you. For those people who are standing with us on a monthly basis, those people are with us. Moving from the occasional ad hoc gift, all of which are welcome, all of which we receive with gratitude and appreciation, the people who are really making a difference are those who are standing with us on a monthly basis. And if those who are listening, who have maybe made only one gift to CRI in their entire history, if they would simply make one more gift, just one, that would translate into hundreds of thousands of dollars of income to CRI, which in turn translates into countless thousands of lives touched and transformed.
And again, the address on the web, equip.org, where you can give in a safe, secure fashion, and where you can join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. You can give in an automated fashion. Find out how to do that on the web, again, equip.org, or when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Resource consultants are standing by, 888-7000, and the letter is CRI. Our vision, our passion is to equip God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ might be built up and strengthened. And it is a time of desperate need in the West. As we see people being equipped, we rejoice. I think about someone who wrote me the other day and said, I started listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast when I was in my late teens, 15 years later, and I still feel I have learned so much from Hank's books and answers on the broadcast than I have from any other teacher. In my church, I have led studies on the art and science of biblical interpretation, the resurrection, using Hank's books as my primary resources. I also appreciate how the Christian Research Journal is always very well balanced on controversial issues. If I need a quick refresher on an issue, I go right to equip.org for help. I could go on and on about all the appreciation I have for Hank and CRI, what they've done for me, but let me leave it with a simple thank you and say that you have helped me greatly in my walk. These kinds of testimonies, Larry, are transformational for us. I mean, they come in every day and people think, and in fact, they say this to me, you hear this all the time, but for us, every single one of these testimonies is melodic.
Well, and as you well know, Paul wrote to the church at Galatia and expressed the fear that he had labored over some of them in vain. It's not only a great source of joy for us to hear that the ministry of CRI through whatever channel has impacted people's lives, but what really floats our boat is knowing and hearing from people that they have been impacted in a way that they have now turned apologetics into action. Rather than simply having been blessed or simply being equipped, they have taken that information and they are now being doers of the word and not hearers only.
Again, we are so grateful for all that God has accomplished, the ministry outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, our missionary efforts around the world. And we want to thank everyone that has participated in standing shoulder to shoulder with this one-of-a-kind ministry outreach. We can say with the Apostle Paul, and now brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. It's almost hard to say those words. Out of severe trial, they have this flow of rich generosity. And then he said, I testify, this is the Apostle Paul, that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability. Why? Because they trusted in the arm of God as opposed to the arm of flesh. When you give, remember you're not giving to us but through us, touching the lives of people, not only for time, but it's an amazing thing to say, but it's absolutely true, for eternity. Again, as we close the broadcast, remember our contact information on the webequip.org via the mailbox 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, and our resource consultant there standing by faithfully as always, the number 888-7000 and the letter CRI. Thanks for giving this December, but more than that, thanks for the heart behind the giving, and that is to make a difference while there's yet time. Thanks for tuning in. Look forward to seeing you right back here next time with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To listen to the broadcast on the internet, visit equip.org, where you'll also find a wealth of information and resources to equip you. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. A humorous definition of a conservative is someone who sits and thinks, but mainly sits. With that definition in mind, could the greatest threat to today's church be that many of us mainly sit and don't think? If history is any lesson, the failure to both think and act during times of crisis can be downright dangerous. And for Christians today, increasingly battered by the gale force winds of militant secularism, the need is to think Christianly and act courageously. Faced with these challenges, will you be a conformer or a transformer? Will you be the object of worldly change or an agent of change for the King of Kings? To go on record as an agent of change, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a special year-end gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. An infinite God reduced to the size of a human embryo, the creator of time and space, invading both in human form?
Such is the mystery and the majesty of the Incarnation, Supreme Being condescending to become one of us. As we look forward to the Advent and the Christmas season, perhaps nothing is more important than grasping the significance of the coming God in human flesh. Without the life, death, and resurrection of the incarnate one who walked among us, our world would be unfathomably dark. To be equipped as a witness and to be inspired in your walk, you'll want to feast on Hank Hanegraaff's book, Incarnation, The Ultimate Self-Revelation of God. To receive your copy of Incarnation, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org.